All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseballs, the t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseball's the lunchbox!
I have to possess this comic!
Baseball's the breakfast cereal!
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
Baseball's the coloring book!
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead you
back here
where we need you
on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Episode 49, I guess. It's been so long, I don't remember.
I don't know. Is it 49 or is it
Mr.
50?
Fantastic?
No, it's 49. It's 49.
Let's make sure. Mr. Fantastic, what episode are we doing?
Well, we have... What the hell is going on with that Turtles disc? Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
The Turtles disc.
Did you stack up two discs?
Oh, you know, I may have.
Good. You're ruining two of them then.
How come that only happens in your drive?
I have no idea.
That's weird.
One of those drives is fucked up.
Yeah, this would be 49, because 48 was XM The Return.
Oh, that's right. I hope everyone enjoyed our second XM outing. By now, you must have heard it either on XM or have downloaded the version that we've made available on the website.
We've made a version available on the website?
Shut up, dude. It's supposed to be next week. I can't believe... What a humongous weekend it was for the movie 300.
Woo! Oodalolly!
Wow, who would have known it would take in $200 million in the first weekend? Wait, that'd be impossible, wouldn't it?
$200 million in the first
weekend? Let's say, what should we say?
No, is that impossible?
Yeah, I think that's pretty impossible.
I don't know.
Let's say, I can't believe it took in over $20 million in its first weekend.
That what an outstanding feat for such a... small movie.
You should do like the reverse of what we did before, where you do the voiceover, like the New York State Lotto is now,
and they have Mr. Black,
and then you could just say whatever number it does.
I could do that. That's kind of I don't like using that gag too much because it really kind of makes us seem dated. Because I did that. What did I do that with? Didn't I do that with?
Episode 29?
No, it was like, wasn't it?
Yeah, you numbered the episode incorrectly when you labeled 47. It in the beginning.
It was the one right before XM, right? Yeah. Episode 47.
Right, so on to the news.
What about where have we been?
Just what about, fucking with you.
What about anything?
That's news, where have we been? See, I'm moving along with the show. Right. Where have we been?
Well,
what have we been doing?
Well, we had such a busy month in February.
Yo, that was a crazy-ass month.
We had Toy Fair.
We did.
Followed by Monster Mania.
We did.
Followed by New York Comic Con.
Uh-huh.
And we want to thank everybody that came and talked to us at any or all of those events.
Sure.
A big thanks also to Adrian Faulkner and our buddy Matt.
Taters
from Automatic Comics. For sitting in with us during those long, arduous weeks.
Actually, I was thinking about this earlier today in my pre-show warm-up. This is the first show in, like, 5 shows that it's just the 3 of us here in studio. What the fuck are you eating over there? We're doing a show.
I'm just enjoying a little cookie.
And those are healthy for you,
I heard.
What
kind of cookie?
This is...
He's working out.
I am.
Is that what that is?
I've started to eat more healthy because I want to look good for all of my lady friends.
Ugh.
And so, no. I'm eating a Chips Ahoy 100% whole grain chocolate chip cookie.
That's 100% bullshit cookie. That's what that is.
No, that's not really good for you.
Really?
No.
But it's whole grain. It says right on the package.
But it's still got like chocolate and butter and hydrogenated.
No, it. I gotta be honest with you. I tasted one of these
whole grain cookies. Wheat flour, semi-sweet chocolate chips.
They're okay.
Sugar.
They're tasty. Hippie.
Soybean oil.
The
partially hydrogenated cottonseed oil. Fantastic, which is good for you.
No, it's not.
High fructose corn syrup. Which isn't good for you.
No, but that's in everything. You can't escape that.
It's got leavening, which I guess means it's, what, kosher? Salt, whey, natural artificial flavor, caramel color. I mean, this has got to be better for you than a regular cookie.
Better for you than, say, this Samoa that I'm eating and enjoying over here.
This this cookie has 50 calories. Only 50 calories in this cookie.
That's a lot of calories.
And calories from fat? Is like 15 or something.
It doesn't say? You're just guessing?
Well, it says calories from fat 70, but you have to divide that by 3 because of 3 cookies in a serving.
My cookie's got 75 calories.
You eating a bad cookie, that's why.
I'm eating a good cookie.
This cookie right here has 2 grams of protein. The one I'm eating is 2 grams.
It was a slow week for comics, huh?
Oh, wait. That's right. We're doing a show, aren't we?
About
we
cookies.
We almost forgot how to do this.
About cookies, apparently.
Apparently.
Why don't you tell us something that's gone on since we did the XM show 100 years ago?
There have been some recent DVD release news that I thought maybe we should talk about. 2 particular DVDs that I have heard about since we've done the XM show that I thought would be appropriate for this show. One would be Heroes, Season 1.
Oh, really?
August, it looks like they're looking for.
Nice.
So so we can look forward to that. Of course, as you know, if you're current and up to date with Heroes, we now have to wait until April 23rd for the next episode.
And what the fuck is that?
I have absolutely no idea. The only thing I could think is maybe they originally had intended to do a short season, and it's because of the popularity of it, they've kind of expanded it, and they're trying to catch up a little bit. Either that or they're waiting for, you know, maybe some sort of big spring push ratings-wise. Not that the show is hurting ratings-wise, but it's the only thing I can think. I mean, why not take a little break, I guess?
I don't know.
The second DVD that I thought would be appropriate to mention on the show that's being released is being released in July. And this would be a special edition of one of my new favorite movies, Serenity, 2-disc special edition, as
wow.
You know, based on the hit show Firefly.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me.
You're obsessed.
I'm not obsessed. Aren't you excited about the fact that it has a special edition coming?
I am excited.
And actually, it's got some really good stuff on it. The least of which is the River Tam Sessions, which was the viral marketing campaign that they did online right before Serenity actually came out in the theaters. And it's kind of a background story to River while she's in the school.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So there's some good stuff.
Speaking of
DVDs.
Serenity.
Oh.
Which, of course, as we know, is based on
Firefly.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me.
Boy, we're not running that joke into the ground, are we?
I think it's already run into the ground.
I will be attending a New York Browncoats meeting.
Oh, yes.
This Saturday.
It's true.
While you're a wage slave at
right.
the mall,
that's true.
I'll be off having fun, meeting people, making connections.
Good for you.
And speaking of connections and Firefly and Browncoats, I think it's about time that we said, no?
Not yet.
Too early?
Too early. Maybe, you know, after.
I'm going to make some significant progress at
maybe,
that.
Maybe after. After your little get-together. this coming weekend.
Yes, maybe.
We could talk about something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
Well, while we're on the subject of DVDs.
While we are.
I will add to the coming out list.
Alrighty.
The second.
Kevin.
Funny. I will add the second Hellboy animated feature, Blood and Iron, which will be joining us on DVD in May of this year.
Which means it must be showing on Cartoon Network sometime soon, I guess, right?
I guess, yeah. But I'm more concerned about the DVD
right.
because I somehow always end up missing these on whatever network they're on, Cartoon or any other network. I miss more than I actually watch.
Right.
My stupid DVR is like on overdrive.
Yeah, you think it's fucked up now. Wait until after this weekend. Daylight savings time.
Oh, really?
And it's that new daylight savings time that they're thinking is going to fuck everything up. It's the new Y2K.
What does that mean? What does it do?
Right? Mr. Fantastic, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's just a couple weeks earlier. We got that going on at work, too. And
yeah.
There's this thing going on with Microsoft Office that moves all of your calendar appointments around if you agree and say, yes, update
right.
my calendar, which also has the effect of sending an email to everyone invited to that calendar
yeah.
event. So you got these people like suddenly blasting out like a shotgun, like thousands of emails saying, hey, the meeting, you know, accept this meeting invite. The meeting's been moved.
Yeah. The short and skinny of it is they've moved daylight savings time up almost a month, isn't it?
Yeah. So
from
much,
where it normally falls.
Wow, was it?
Really?
And so they're saying that your PCs, your DVRs, your TiVos, anything that has some sort of internal clock is going to be off by an hour or so starting on Sunday. We actually kind of saw a little predecessor to this at Toy Fair. Remember when we were at Toy Fair and half the people's cell phones jumped forward an hour?
Oh, yeah. Mine did.
Yeah. That was kind of I heard that was Verizon doing something with their networks or something, kind of preparing for this and seeing how the software would react.
Great. So. Well, in no uncertain terms, I'm sure I'm going to miss Hellboy Blood and Iron on TV, and I will be able to get the DVD in May 2007. If you didn't see Sword of Storms, you should go out and pick that up immediately. And if you were lucky enough to pick up Sword of Storms at the Suncoast movie chain mm-hmm. on DVD. You were treated, actually. This is something that you brought to our attention, Matt. It's actually a digest version of Hellboy Seed of Destruction, which is the original Hellboy story.
Right.
Which gives us his origin with art by Mike Mignola.
Right.
Mignola. And the story by John, or the script, rather, by John Byrne. And, you know, it's the original classic in a small little cute digest
form. It is.
Form.
It's actually a really nice version.
It's a nice little collectible little book. It's actually a nice bonus to getting the little Hellboy thing. So
sure.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Of course.
And the final word in DVDs this week.
Right.
This week released, or actually last week mm-hmm. released on DVD. Was the 2-disc platinum edition of Walt Disney's Peter Pan.
I'm excited.
Which included, just so many things.
Well, it's Disney, you know.
And, of course, South Park, the complete 9th season, which does include the very famous and only aired once coming out of the closet episode, or the closet episode.
Right.
With Tom Cruise in the closet, and so on and so forth. It has a bunch of other really cool episodes on it as well.
Yes.
So you should check that out.
Real quick, I actually wanted to talk about, I have some TV-related news, but I wanted to talk about a show that actually premiered this past week that I thought was very, very good. And I know that not everybody agreed with me, but this would be the BBC America version of Robin Hood. 13-episode miniseries, the first episode of which aired last Saturday. And I think it's off to a good start. I think it's going to be a good run. I look forward to the rest of the series. You should check it out.
No.
Why?
Because they're too young. It's Sherwood 90210.
You know what? But it's really not a...
It's the O Sherwood.
But it's not like... I mean, at least the impression that I get is not really like teen drama. It doesn't have that feel to it.
Really?
No, it has. It really does have. I mean, there's a drama element to it. There's also a comedic element to it, but it primarily seems like it's going to be an action.
Really?
Yeah. I think it looks really good. I enjoyed the first episode a lot.
Dawson's Forest.
That's what you want to call it?
What part of Sherwood Forest are you from?
South Central?
That's a great movie.
That is a great movie.
That's on
I
DVD.
Love that movie.
Do you have that?
No.
I don't have that one either.
I have that.
I don't have it.
You know, it was only available originally in that Mel Brooks box set. That
it's came out now, single.
It did come out single because that's when I got it because I didn't buy the box set. But
I want the box set.
Well, I want the box set too. But
Penty Hose. All right, what else you got?
Hey, I bet. I hate that guy. Anyway, it looks like sometime in early 2008, there is going to be a new cartoon on the CW that most of us will be somewhat interested in. A new Spider-Man cartoon.
Oh, here we go again. Didn't this happen when the Spider-Man movie came out? There was one on MTV?
The MTV series, which actually was really good.
Oh, it was horrible.
Now, the MTV one was a CGI one, or it was a
part.
It was half part and half CGI. One. It was CGI like that Iron Man piece of shit that we reviewed a couple
and
of weeks back.
Who were some
CGI?
Of the prominent voices in that? Ian Ziering was in that, right?
Was he?
I think so.
I believe he may have been, yes.
As was Doogie Howser. What's that guy's name?
Oh,
Neil Patrick Harris.
Was he actually in it?
Yeah, he was.
He was Peter Parker, wasn't he?
Oh.
Yeah. I liked that one. It was pretty good.
Well, this new one, it looks like it's going to be yet another origin starting from scratch. Although this one, I really do get the feeling that this one's going to be closer to Ultimate Spider-Man, which is, I think, what they wanted to do with the MTV one, and it just didn't take off. So, I don't know. I'll be interested to see what happens with it.
They're just flogging it. It's like, oh, the live-action movie comes out. It's probably going to be really huge. Let's try to whip another cartoon out there, and none of them have worked.
Well,
Spider-Man hasn't been a good cartoon since Spider-Man and Friends.
But just because it hasn't
Spider-Man,
worked in the past.
Firestar and Iceman.
Just because it hasn't worked well in the past doesn't mean it can't work well if it's done right.
That stupid dog. Whatever her name was.
I think it'll be all right. But why don't we move on to some movie news. Get Smart, which I'm still not sure how this keeps coming up and why it keeps coming up, but I feel compelled to update you when I find out updates on it.
Do I got
to
make an intro for your Get Smart
I don't, because I'm going to keep this real short. Alan Arkin as the chief. But moving right along past Get Smart, right into Watchmen.
Ooh.
Guess who is almost Ozymandias? Or Ozymandias.
Or Ozymandias.
Or Ozymandias, however you want to pronounce it. According to Zack Snyder, it was almost Tom Cruise.
Ah, see, I was going to guess Leonardo DiCaprio. Because whenever anyone says, guess who is, I guess Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's too young and
it's
small.
Never right. I didn't say it's ever right.
Tom Cruise might have been okay.
Not only that, I think Leo sold his soul to
Scorsese.
Marty. Yeah.
Is it just me or is he actually looking more like Scorsese now? Like his eyebrows are kind of getting the same arch.
I haven't really looked at his eyebrows.
Well, you know they say that owners and pets start to look like each other after a while. So
harsh.
really? That being said,
So Tom is not in though.
No, he is not. But Zack Snyder has said that Gerard Butler, our favorite King of the Spartans from 300.
For comedian?
No, will be in the film in an yet-to-be-named role.
Oh, so. I bet he's going to be comedian.
Which would be
fantastic.
Awesome.
It'd be spot-on awesome. Casting if he was comedian.
So let's hope that that's what happens.
Wow. Okay, I'm down with that.
Okay. Live-action G.I. Joe.
What?
Starring guess who as Duke?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No,
damn
Wesley
it.
Snipes. No, not
what?
Really.
Really?
No, not really.
He's going to get that blonde hair back from
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man, yeah.
Oh. No, actually, Mark Wahlberg, it would look like, is going to
I'll buy that.
Starring as Duke.
I'll buy that.
Will you?
Yeah, I don't think that's that bad of a choice.
Have
you? Know, I think Mark Wahlberg really has
nice abs.
Yeah, he's a cutie.
No, he would not be my first choice.
Really?
And Aaron Eckhart, what's his name? The Punisher. Thomas Jane.
Thomas Jane.
And those guys feel more of
He's more of a Flint, though.
Well, really?
Flint, the other guy?
Yeah, yeah. I could see Flint. I could see Flint.
Hmm.
But okay. All right.
But
what else?
It looks like the movie is going to focus on the rise of the Cobra organization. So it's going to kind of show how the Cobra Commander put the Cobra organization together and formed it into the terrorist cell that it is, if you want to call it a terrorist cell.
Yeah, what I want to call it is a bad idea.
It is a terrorist cell.
Other Cobra characters featured in the film will include Destro and Storm Shadow.
Oh, well, that now, must mean Snake Eyes.
And
is
the rest
be
of the Joe team, Hawk and Snake Eyes.
That's it?
In addition to
no,
Duke.
There's
well, that's
be
all
more.
They've announced.
And 10,000 people with green shirts.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what they've announced.
What
so
I'd be
far,
interested to see is how they prevent it from degenerating into
the Transformers movie.
No, the Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow story, like every other G.I. Joe Sigma Six, the comic books, uh-huh. Eventually degenerated into.
I don't know. I guess we're gonna have to wait and see how it develops. But I think it could be good. I think that I'm just afraid that it's gonna become Street Fighter.
Well, let's get into a little comic book news and away from this atrocious movie news.
Welcome back.
As you may have seen on CNN last week, issue number 25 of Captain America came out, and Captain America was killed.
Yeah, right.
I don't buy this.
Well, look, they
I'm
do
holding
pronounce
it
him dead,
in my
right?
hand. They say on the news report in the book and CNN that he is dead. I don't know that I can buy it. He is shot by a sniper. Through the back. He actually steps in the way of the bullet so somebody else doesn't get shot. Gets shot, looks like through, like a Kennedy shot almost. Like
right.
Through the, and then it would seem that, I don't want to give it away, but let's just say that he receives a few more shots at close range to the stomach, and it looks very much like he's dead.
Let's just say.
Everyone is going fucking bonkers. Because Captain America is dead.
Right.
I like to point out to everybody out there who is flipping out to the 30 or 40,000 people who are going to run out and buy Captain America now because
right.
the book might be worth something because he's dead. I would like to make sure that you people remember another little character who was dead named Superman, who wasn't dead.
I skipped...
Or Captain Marvel,
Will
who wasn't dead.
Up? I skipped school
up.
That day.
Or... Bucky, who wasn't dead.
I skipped school that day. I did not go to class the
or
day
Batman,
Superman died.
Who wasn't
and
crippled.
You never went back.
I instead went to my local comic book store that day, the day the issue came out, because they were having a signing there by the artist at the time was...
Dan Jurgens.
And he was signing the books, both
you know
the
that?
Black-bagged version. It was Dan Jurgens.
Wait, hold on. You knew that?
Well, do you see what these events do?
You knew it was Dan Jurgens who wrote who drew the Death of Superman issue?
Well, I'm gonna
You don't even
to...
read comic books. I read comic books, I even know it was Dan Jurgens.
I'm gonna have to verify that before we go
no,
forward.
No, it is. It was. It was Dan Jurgens.
All right, so Dan Jurgens.
The point being that I didn't quite skip school for this, but I remember the day that Batman had his back broken. The point being, this
Bane.
Happens all the time. This is really not anything new. This is really not anything groundbreaking.
But
it is what it is.
It should be said that this is crazy Marvel Comics with Crazy Joe at the helm, who's now trying to reinvent the Marvel Universe with other books that came out last week. For example, Civil War The Initiative is supposedly to tell us the story of pretty much what team is going where. What is the initiative, you say? The initiative is Tony Stark, or Iron Man.
Right.
His plan to put a superhero team in every region or every city, an Avengers team, I might add, in every city or
blah,
suburb
blah.
Or region or something, and blah, blah, blah. And that's Marvel's big plan to get everything back on track, and I guess to kill Cap. Also coming out last week is a book that you actually should pick up from Marvel called The Mighty Avengers, number one.
Now, should you pick up The Mighty Avengers, number one, A, because it has a good story and may be interesting?
No.
Or B, because it contains artwork by very talented Frank Cho?
That is primarily the reason you're going to want to pick this up.
Good answer.
For the artwork of Frank Cho. However, you should also pick it up because it's probably going to be a great laugh as to what they're going to try to do now.
Is Frank writing and illustrating?
No,
or just
that would
illustrating?
Be Bendis writing this one Frank doing the artwork.
Right.
Can
what
we just,
doesn't Bendis write?
Can we have a little side note here? What happened to Frank Cho? We we talked to Frank Cho at New York Comic Con. He's very guarded. He doesn't smile a lot. He doesn't seem like a very happy guy. I met Frank Cho before Liberty Meadows when his college strip was collected. It was called University Square, I think it was called. And he collected the book. I met him at the Big Apple Con in the church basement years and years and years ago in the 90s. And he did a sketch for me, and he was gregarious. I talked to him for like an hour because virtually nobody there knew who he was. I had been fortunate enough to pick up University Square at my local comic shop and thought it was fantastic and wanted to meet him. And he was a happy-go-lucky guy. I see Frank Cho these days, and it's just, he's just a changed man.
Marvel did it.
I don't know who did it, but I'm interested to find out. So I think, fantastic. Let's get Frank Cho on the show as soon as possible. And let's find out what happened to Frank Cho. He'd be a very happy guy. I'm still enamored of the work. Don't get me wrong.
I love Liberty Meadows.
Liberty Meadows is still a great book, and I'm enjoying the other work that he's doing in titles like The Mighty Avengers. But I don't know. Frank just doesn't seem happy to me. And I want to know why. Aww. He's one of my favorite creators.
He's a swell guy, even though he left me stranded in Pittsburgh and almost had me killed.
Yeah, because you were alone.
Well,
I was right there, too.
Asleep at the wheel.
It should also be said, while we're paying compliments to creators, we should, I'll thank David Peterson.
Yes.
For the extraordinary sketch he did in my sketch.
I'm actually really angry that I did not get to meet him at New York Comic Con.
David Peterson, Mouse Guard from Archaia Studios Press. Pick it up. Google Mouse Guard. Find it. Get it. He's a great man. I can't wait to see what they're going to do.
Passed his booth half a dozen times. Never there while I was there.
Yeah, you kind of had to be special and lucky to get him. But if you did, it was well worth it.
It was indeed. That's all I have.
That's all you got?
That's it.
That's all I got, I think.
I've welcomed
some
back.
Damn fool didn't put CSN in my bag today, so
well, you
if there's
know.
Any pertinent comic news other than the Marvel listen, crap that I've mentioned.
Listen, you can't expect anything when, you know.
You can't get blood from stupid.
Right, exactly. You should get Retailer X to be your local comic guy instead. Move out there to that bathhouse.
Retailer X out of the hospital.
I know. I'm very happy to hear
that. We have to get together with Retailer X.
We do. We have to have him back on the show.
We do.
Kev, New Jersey's Wild Pig Comics 2 is celebrating its 7th anniversary with their 24-hour sale, this year extended to 29 hours.
Wow.
From noon Saturday, March 31st to 5 p.m. Sunday, April 1st. Every item on the sales floor will be 50% off. This is Wild Pig's largest sale yet.
40,000 back issues, including high-grade silver and Bronze Age books, as well as thousands of 50-cent books from the 70s to present. Over 1,700 mid- to high-grade Bronze Age books that have just been purchased will be added to the boxes on the eve of the sale. Over 1,500 trade paperbacks will be on sale. Hundreds of statues and toys, as well as an action figure blowout mat. All figures will be $5 a piece, including dozens of DC Direct and Marvel Legends figures.
So be sure to go early for the best selection. But remember, you can even come in at 3 a.m. on Sunday morning if you are so inclined. In addition to the huge sale that they will be holding, they will also have the annual 24-hour Artists Challenge. See up-and-coming indie artists attempt to write and draw a 24-page comic book in 24 hours.
Featuring artists Danielle Corsetto of GirlsWithSlingshots.com, our friend Chris Moreno of Paul Jenkins' sidekick Dracula vs. King Arthur, and the hysterical Monkey in a Wagon vs. Lemur on a Big Wheel. Not to mention Jamie Halton of InHisLikeness.com.
Another good friend of the show.
A sponsor of the show. And Bill Ellis of Silver-Rage.com.
This is not a phony sale. Prices will not be raised the night before.
No cards, No games, no fads, just 1,400 square feet of wall-to-wall comics.
Presented by Jersey's hardest-working comic shop, Wild Pig Comics 2.
Wild Pig Comics 2 is located at 14 South Michigan Avenue in Kenilworth, New Jersey, minutes from Route 22 East and Garden State Parkway Exit 138.
Fuck, motherfuck, motherfuck, fuck, motherfuck, motherfuck, noinch, noinch, noinch. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, noinch, noinch, noinch.
Hey, this is Jason Mewes, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Snitch. Yes, bitch.
It's the Green Machine, gonna rock the town without being seen. Have you ever seen a turtle get down? Slamming and jamming to the new swing sound. Yeah, everybody let's move. Vanilla is here with the new jack groove. Gonna rock and race with the power of the Ninja Turtle bass. Iceman, you know I'm not playing. Devastate the show what the turtles are saying.
Unbelievable. Did you pick this?
What are you trying to say?
You picked this? Vanilla Ice?
I did.
You realize we have Vanilla Ice on our show?
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go!
Vanilla, how you doing? Oh, no, he's not. He's not actually on the show.
No! Silly goose.
That would be a silly guest.
So we have Go Ninja, go, because this segment, we're going to be talking about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles figures from the upcoming film.
Which I believe opens in 2 weeks, I think,
it's the very beginning of March. I think it's the second weekend in March. Oh, maybe it's
third weekend in March?
Oh, maybe a third weekend in March, right.
There's like a thing in here.
So 2 weekends from now. Since we are 1 week past the opening of 300 at this point.
I can't believe how huge 300 was. That was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles opens March 23rd, gentlemen.
Gentlemen. All right.
March 23rd it opens.
So in anticipation of March 23rd, we have a bevy of figures.
And we should say how we got here.
Sure.
When the Turtles figures first hit.
These figures. Right.
From the movie. The Playmates company was nice enough to send us a couple of things and say, oh, look, our design and blah, blah, blah. And they sent us that piece you're holding.
Which is the Night Watcher Stunt Rider motorcycle and figure.
Right. And they may have sent us one or two other small things. And we felt that based on what we said was, I think at the time, is that we couldn't really get a feel for the line because we only had a few pieces. So what we said was we thought the design was nice. We thought the packaging was really nice.
Right.
I think if we didn't say that, I'm saying it now. And the new logo and everything. It was all very good, but it was kind of like, this is all we can say about it because we really can't get a feel for it because we can't get a hold of the stuff ourselves because it's selling out all over the place.
It's true.
I mean, the stuff's already really popular and selling out. Well, apparently, somebody at Playmates heard us bitching and moaning about it.
Well, we know that they listen.
So they sent us everything.
they did. The studio was flooded.
Flooded.
With turtly goodness.
TMNT merch, as they say. Merch.
Right.
And we are happy to now be able to get a look at the full line,
mm-hmm.
at least what the launch, we should say the launch line, because we don't think everything is quite out yet. What we can say is that what we do have is really, really a treat and enjoyable, and Playmates is to be commended.
Well,
and we'll be right back with, we should probably give a few more details.
Right. Why don't we start at the base level with the basic figure assortment?
Okay, so the basic figure assortment, you have
consists 13. Of 8 figures that are out, correct?
Is that what it is? There's 13 on the back of the pack.
Right, but 5 of those we don't believe are available yet.
Well, One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, five of those we think are not available
right.
yet.
So eight at go.
Right. And they are, of course, the four turtles, Michelangelo, Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael.
Right.
Their buddies, April O'Neil, Casey Jones, and Splinter.
Correct.
And a foot ninja.
Also correct.
The ones that are not out yet,
are.
We think, are Karai,
uh-huh.
who I believe is now the head of the Foot Clan, because according to the what we've heard about the movie, it's, I guess, Shredder is gone, and this takes place at
right.
some point after Shredder, and I guess Leo is off for a while, and
right.
blah, blah, blah. So this Karai is kind of a hot female ninja-looking character. Somebody called Max Winters, who we don't know anything about except that he's got some sort of gold armor.
Right.
And a couple of creatures, Vampire Succubor,
uh-huh.
Spider Arachnor, uh-huh. and a Jersey Devil.
Now, Jersey Devil, like, technically speaking,
right.
is out, but not...
Not
carded.
We haven't seen,
like,
seen him carded. So wait, let's not jump.
I know
ahead.
We'll get to it, but I just okay. wanted to say that.
What we should say about this is that this movie is in 3D, of course,
right.
rendered in 3D, and therefore all the characters have had a new, fresh 3D makeover,
mm-hmm.
and so these are the result of that makeover, and
right.
I think they're splendid.
Yeah, I really like how they are what I think is a good combination of the original character designs and the foamy turtles from the 90s from the other movies.
Foamy. Oh, yeah, right.
Those body suits.
Right.
I mean, which really weren't terrible for the time and for what it was.
Right.
But in hindsight, they were kind of ridiculous.
Right. So we have a sort of a morphed or merged style that emerges
right.
from merging the animated with the live action of the 90s or 80s and 90s.
Right.
And we get these highly stylized characters with multiple points of articulation, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Each comes with their own unique weapons as per turtle. It's a good selection right out of the gate. You and I have expressed concern, but not having the pieces, we weren't able to really have a good look at them. So now I'm going to re-express that concern that I think that the humans are a tad, in a case or two, a tad too stylized. So it makes April's head look humongous and Casey's look too small. And but again, it's not something to be admonished as much as just pointed out that it's part of the style.
Right.
It's part of the way that they merged
right.
the two styles, as we said. And I think it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it may be a little jarring.
I think really the only figure I have, I don't want to say a problem with, but the only one that really stands out to me as awkward is April's figure.
Right.
I think Casey Jones is saved by the fact that he has a mask.
Right.
And the same thing with Karai. She's kind of hooded and masked and makeuped. And so I think really what it is it's April's human features that are so available, you know, apparent because she has no mask or hood or cloak.
Right.
That is kind of odd, but really not a bad figure at all. Just
No. They're all
just different.
Yeah, they're all really good. It's just, like I said, it's kind of an interesting point to where what parts of the style from each of the two styles that they've taken to come to this point, what parts of those did they take to form the April O'Neil figure?
Right.
Fantastic something?
Yeah, we've talked about it a couple times before about how they usually don't include an appropriate amount or an equal amount of female characters. I believe that this is one case where if you look at all these figures kind of on the back of the card, the one that I don't want is April. The Karai one is passable because of the, I guess, the weapon assortment and the hood, like Matt said, and the face paint or whatever that is. But the April one kind of looks like it's, if I were a kid, unplayable, and if I were a collector, just not that interesting.
Okay.
What do you say?
I can see that.
I'm gonna disagree because as a collector, I think you're gonna want all these pieces.
Well,
for a complete and accurate display.
Right, but I'm talking about in terms of the quality of each figure when you compare them with one another.
No, I still think the quality is fine. I think, in my opinion, like I said, it's just at some point you have to decide what elements from the live action and what elements from the animated you're going to take and put together. And I don't think, perhaps, at least from what I'm seeing here. And we should also mention the fact that we have not seen the movie.
Right.
So we do not know fully the transition between going from that 3D environment to the 3D environment we're holding in our hands.
Right.
So there could be something with regards to the translation that we're not getting also. It's not to say that April O'Neil, I don't think what I, well, at least not what I'm trying to say is April O'Neil is not a bad figure.
No.
But in the scope of the ones that we've seen, I would say she's probably closer to the bottom. Only because, again, the style kind of works perfectly. The merging of the styles works perfectly for the Turtles. It's kind of acceptable for Casey Jones. Works fine for Shredder. Works also fine, I think, for the Foot Ninja.
Right. It works great for Splinter, I think.
Yeah. So, I like I said, I just think it's a matter of perhaps some different choices could have been made. It's still a decent figure. It just
I still worry. As a man on the street, if you will, this is my report. I have seen... Like I said, I saw these hanging up, and I've looked for them.
Right.
And most of the times when I see figures there, I don't see the Turtles. I see the Foot Clan Ninja, and you see April, and you see Casey Jones.
Really?
And most of the time, yeah, most of the time you see April.
Well, you know what that is, I'll tell you.
Do me a favor. Wait, hold on one second, Matt. If you do see Foot Ninjas, I need like four more. So if you can...
I'll pick them up for you.
Thank you, because... Getting kind of worried because I haven't seen them at all. And they're one per case.
Here's one. Yeah.
That's mine.
It should be said that Casey, April, the Foot Ninja, Splinter are all one per case.
Which makes sense.
Of course. Of course. And then you have two of the Turtles, it looks like, in a whatever size.
Perhaps when the second case load comes around, Karai, Max Winters, whatever Spider Arachnor, Vampire Succubus, and if they're going to single card Jersey Devil, although it seems to me, based on the size on the package, that the Spider and Jersey Devil might be packed together.
I was thinking that you might see them in a two-pack.
If that's the case, then I would expect to see at least a Foot Ninja in that in that assortment, and perhaps maybe but Splinter also, and Casey Jones.
Nah.
And maybe April O'Neil to round out the case.
And then less and less Turtles, you think?
Seven.
That's a brash move.
Well, Playmates is known for doing really good packouts on their stuff. They're known for being, especially with the Turtles line, they continue to be really consistent with this line, with the regular line they've been putting out that's based on the new cartoon stuff. And with them, I expect that they'll carry that forth through to the movie line.
Actually, I should say that I would still be surprised if that was the pack out that you said. But Playmates is really good about keeping those secondary and tertiary characters in stock.
Right.
So the pack out might still be low, but that just means that there may be more case slots coming with those figures. So I think we should move on from the basic figures.
But not far away from the basic figures, because based on the movie, we have some large two-packs here of the Turtles.
Right.
And we talked about a couple of these, I think, last time, but we'll mention them all again. They are Don versus... It's the Turtles versus the Generals. We're not exactly sure what the Generals are. They look like, to me, statues that have come to life.
Yes.
Don versus General Mono. Mike versus General Serpente. Ralph versus General Aguilla. And Leo versus General Gato.
And then there's also...
Splinter versus Bigfoot Monster, which we haven't seen, which, again, is probably going to be in... whatever sort of second wave is going to follow this all up.
Right.
That being said, it is basically the same turtle figure, except the turtle figure comes with
armor,
old warrior armor, they're calling it.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks kind of like a cross between samurai armor and something else.
And a different head.
Right.
The general figures are very stylized. They're really cool, actually, all of them. And they also feature this kind of amazing light-up feature. It's not the usual you push your button and one light comes on and that's the end of it. They have kind of some sort of crystal in the heart that is pulsating red.
Right.
And also their eyes flash red.
Right.
So it's more motion-oriented than just a simple kind of push the button and see a light kind of feature.
Right.
There are, like we've said, there's four of these, five if we count Splinter and Bigfoot, though we're pretty sure that one's not out yet.
Right.
And they're out now and available. You should check those out.
Why don't we go on to the street grinding turtles?
Okay, so this is something that Playmates has done with the Turtles line. That, again, is carrying forth from what they've been doing with the Turtles for the past couple of years, which is they continue the regular kind of, let's call it a 5-inch line.
Right.
Their regular line, and then they will do some sort of special function Turtles.
Right.
And or Shredder, Foot Soldiers, et cetera, enemies, if you will, to kind of hit the kids with a little action feature without sacrificing the normal 5-inch line. It should be said that because there's nobody else who's doing that. You know, Mattel is sacrificing some things with Batman in order to get those action features in there.
Right.
You know, Hasbro is going to be doing the same thing, sort of sacrificing. Well, they're sacrificing lots of things without getting into.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That shooting in the foot of that line.
Right.
But. This is something that they have done. They put them out. They're usually separate from the line, but can be incorporated if you like. And they've done this the entire time they have done the Turtles line. I remember lines like the Universal Monsters Turtles, where right. each turtle was a different Frankenstein or Dracula right, or whatever right. it was. And I remember something like old Knights Turtles or something where they had like knight armor and stuff like that. There were some other sort of flying ones too in there that had some sort of special action. They do these to keep the kids to give it more playability, but they do, and I think the best thing about it, I want to repeat again, is that they are not sacrificing the basic line, the basic right. 5 or 6 inch line to do this. They're doing it separate, and they're not saying, look, either you get this character this way or you don't get him at all.
Right.
And I think that's what these represent.
You know what? When I first saw this, I was disappointed. I'm not going to lie. I didn't entirely like it. I love the fact that, you know, they're not sacrificing the line. I just didn't dig the concept of it.
Right.
But the more I look at it, it's actually kind of cool. Really, I wasn't sure how the rip action works. What these are is they've got a rip cord. You put it in the turtle's back. You know, you pull it and he skitters across the floor all speedy-like.
Right.
But really what the accessory is it's a skateboard that he holds to his chest. In the example of Donatello and Leo, he holds to his chest, and the skateboard is a separate piece, and that's what he's gliding on the floor on some sort of skateboard. I think that's kind of neat. And then on Mike and Raph, the skateboards are on the back of their shell, so it's kind of...
So they're kind of laying on the skateboard.
The look isn't that terrible.
I never understood this at all. I hated the fact that any of my figures had a giant piece of machinery built into their chest, except the He-Man who had that battle damage, because that was not obtrusive. That was cool.
The barrel-chested one that kind of damaged
twisted.
One.
But you know what this is? This is like, I mean, granted, I agree with you, but this is like racing in your kitchen with your friends after school. I mean, that's what these are. You know, there's a level of playability that I can't appreciate at 29, but that an 8-year-old probably could.
Right.
I have the mind of an 8-year-old, and I don't get it.
Yes, that's true.
No, really. But, you know, even remembering back, I could not appreciate something like that because after he flew across the floor, I wanted him to jump up into a fighting position and then fight.
Exactly.
But he had this giant thing in his chest.
Yeah. But again, they're trying to reach all levels. They are reaching a collector base and a kid base with their 5 or 6 inch figures, whatever these are. They are going to reach kind of a younger kid who wants to zip it across and so on and so forth. And what was that you were pressing and playing with?
Oh, I'm sorry. Gatto, dude.
And of course, without fail, we're moving right into the 12-inch Talking Turtles. Matt, who do you have there? Michelangelo, looks like?
I have a big mouth talking Michelangelo. He's got 8 unique movie phrases. He's got a button that's kind of concealed in his chest plate. And his mouth actually opens and closes, too, when he speaks. It's kind of
so
neat
you press
looking.
The button and his mouth kind of opens if you're pressing it, that sort of thing?
Wake up, birthday party gigs, do the lot.
And these are these authentic movie phrases, Matt?
I'm guessing. Oh, they're unique movie phrases.
Oh, unique.
So I don't know what that means.
I guess I'm hoping they're from the movie.
I hope so, too.
Well, of course, there'll be 4 of these. They all say different lines from the movie.
Right.
Again, it's another way that they're reaching yet another audience. Younger kids, especially with the bigger figures, the parents
right.
like that. The talking feature and the fact that the mouth moves, it's all very geared, I think, towards, it's skewed maybe for a little bit younger of a crowd.
Yes and no. As a 12-inch collector, I want a Donatello for my personal collection to display on my shelf with the rest of my 12 inches.
Right.
I just like having a 12-inch representation of the character.
And it should be said, we should actually not get too far away from the 6-inch here. Let's summarize the 12-inch by saying, of course, all 4 of the Turtles characters each have unique phrases, and you should
right.
check those out. We bounce back for a second. Fantastic has alerted me to the fact that with each of the basic line figures comes a video game. It's from Ubisoft. Is that right, Fantastic?
Close enough, or Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. And it's for Windows. OS.
Shocker. All right, just stop. So it's got a little game on there. It's got wallpapers, which I believe are the best part because they're pretty high quality in terms of their CGI renders with
right.
some kind of like tribal tattoo type graphics of the guy's name in his color. So for Raphael, it has like, you know, a whole bunch of red wispy letters in his letter and his name, and then him you know, posing with the size on a white background. They're actually really nice. Some icons, which I think are useless. And the game itself is good for about 10 minutes, but it does introduce you to the characters. It's not the most rudimentary game you could ever play. You know, you have the attack, the double attack, and the triple attack, all performed by pushing the A button for A attack. There's a little combo thing that you can do with one of the other turtles where they kind of like grab each other's feet and throw the other
right.
guy across the level. The level is very repetitive that I played, and I got to the end and was bored by that point, but... It's a pretty good freebie.
Is it as complex as something like Sneak King, for example?
No, it's not as complex as Sneak King.
Okay,
but hey, it does come with the wallpaper.
That's right, it does.
And
come
it
with
should
the wallpaper.
Be noted that this disc that comes for free is a promo for the video game coming.
Oh, the
March
full version.
Yeah, this month.
Oh,
We played at Comic Con.
We played at Comic Con. Yeah,
right. Which I. Oh. If you remember, harken back to Prince of Persia.
Right.
It's
yes.
kind of a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle branded version of that, which is not a bad thing because those are good games.
Right.
Yes.
Good. And you can get one of those. It looks like in every, at least now with the wave that's now coming out, you can get one of these discs in every basic figure package.
Correct.
So that's nice. You're getting a little cross promotional play value there.
Yes, indeedy.
What else you got there?
I now have the final 2 pieces in the set, or at least in this first launch of the set. They are 2 play sets. This would be the Monster Action Tower. It's over 30 inches tall. Comes with your bonus exclusive Jersey Devil figure, which, again, this is we're questioning whether or not it will be
carded.
Released by itself,
right.
or if it's only going to be available in this set.
In the tower.
And, you know, It's pretty generic. It's pretty generic playset for your figures. It kind of reminds me of some of the real early Bat Caves that we had that came out for some of those smaller scale.
Oh, that one
Mattel
was awesome
figures.
Though.
Well, no, they got. I mean, they progressively got really good, but
right.
this is really kind of basic. Which, you know, that's fine. I mean, it is what it is. But it comes with a moving crane up top that you kind of like the hook, and you can. Pick people up. I think it has it spins. It has an elevator that goes up and down and a trap door. It's got all the little accessories.
Full of action features. for you collectors out there, you don't want to ignore these play sets, and not for the collector value here, but for the display value.
Right.
Although this may not be the prettiest display piece that you have, the fact that it is associated with this line and part of this line makes it appealing as a display piece. And rather than having your guys standing in rows, like mine for the most part,
right.
What you may choose to do is you may choose to use this playset as your display piece, and you can have your characters, your figures interacting in some sort of battle sense.
Right.
For me, it means that I can have all five of my Foot Clan fighting with all of my favorite characters.
Right.
If I choose to use this as a display. We really should note that, you know, this can be said about a lot of different playsets. That Batcave, at least the last one they put out, which I think was in the beginning of the Batman line.
Right.
The most recent line, which I guess has got to be a year ago now. If you can still get a hold of that one, that is an impressive display piece.
That Justice League one was really good, too.
That was the Space Station,
the
right?
Space Station. Yeah, that was pretty. That was a pretty cool playset also.
It was. I don't think it came up to the Batcave. I think ultimately, with regards to Batman, you need, like, four different Batcave playsets.
Yeah.
I think we should lay that out one day and say that if you were actually able to combine four of these different Batcave playsets, you would have the most impressive Batman Batcave display place.
Yes.
One of them is humongous. Remember the humongous one? I want to say it came out like for the third movie or something like that. Humongous.
Yeah, it came out.
And
it was
awesome.
A giant box, too. It was like huge, yeah.
So
let's stick with the turtles.
Let's stick with the turtles.
We have one playset left.
What you got there?
This one I think is really going to appeal to everybody.
Okay.
This would be the Cowabunga Carl party van.
Okay, what's a Cowabunga Carl party van?
It's the pizza delivery truck that we've seen in the cartoon before.
Okay.
I don't remember if it was in the comic books or not, but it definitely was in the original cartoon.
I doubt it.
Fantastic.
It's the turtle van.
Yeah, it's pretty much the turtle van, but I just think it's kind of neat. I think it's going to probably play some sort of role in the film. It does have a couple of neat features to it. For example, you actually can fit all four turtles inside the van, which I think is nice.
Impressive.
It's got a couple of pieces that come out, like action stairs and ramps and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
It also comes with a Cowabunga Carl turtle head that will actually fit on Michelangelo.
Oh, like a big puppet head?
Like a mascot head almost.
Oh, I see.
But it only fits on Michelangelo? Maybe the way his headband is on there?
It probably has something to do with the headband or something.
And it also has a feature in the front. It fires something, doesn't
it? It does. It fires it fires what looks like mini pizzas.
That any disc-firing toy, that was my favorite toy in that line. Because they worked. It was easy to get those discs to fire.
Right.
Unless the thing jammed, which it often jammed. But you could really knock the hell out of figures.
And I don't have this open in front of me, unfortunately, but just looking at what they have on the box, it looks like it comes with a variety of different pizzas. I see pepperoni. I see...
A variety of pizzas that you can shoot at.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. Oh, I see pepperoni. Hysterical. I see cheese.
Well, that's good. That's
veggie.
That's attention to detail. So
it
good
is.
For Playmates. It's not just simply cardboard cutting.
Right.
Here's the
yeah.
pizza disc that shoots out. They've actually done a few.
Yeah.
Well, bravo to Playmates. Fantastic. I have to ask you, you like ninjas and shit. Are you going to be getting these figures?
It was always customary after I, you know, graduated college to only get one figure in the Turtles line, whatever the line is.
Which one?
Normally Raphael.
Isn't that funny? He gets Raphael, you get
Donatello,
and I like Leonardo.
There you go.
Nobody likes Michelangelo.
I do like Michelangelo.
You do? Why do you like him?
There's qualities about all the turtles I like.
Of
it's
course there is.
You have to pick one, man.
So if you could be one turtle, would you say that you would be Michelangelo? Fantastic.
I would be Michelangelo, maybe.
Fantastic.
Why?
I think we're going to be able to help you out. Matt is reaching into the... Big Kev's Geek Stuff product archive, so we can talk about the last that set of products that we got related to the turtles from Playmates. And we got this one for Fantastic. And now, Mr. Fantastic, you can be Michelangelo using the Playmates role play accessories Michelangelo set.
Notice how it doesn't come with a grappling hook.
That's why we thought you'd be so happy.
But it does come with one nunchuck.
Nice.
One nunchuck and look, throwing stars.
And a throwing dagger that looks like some kind of dagger.
Ooh, is it a throwing dagger? Really?
Some kind of. Or I think it has a string on it. I can't see. It's under the cardboard.
Is it going to be a grappling hook?
No, it's just a dagger.
Now, is that a full turtle mask, or is it just the bandana?
I think it's just the bandana.
No, it looks like a cardboard cutout mask with the bandana.
Oh.
But I would not use the cardboard cutout. I would just wear the bandana
on
my face.
The mask on your face, right?
And then what's this? Is that the belt?
I don't know. Let me see. I can't really see.
Yeah, it might be some sort of belt to hang the accessories off of, perhaps.
Or maybe it has like things that you can hang the stars off with.
I just want you to remember the fact that he said he would wear that mask. Because we do have a photo shoot coming up in our near future.
Oh, we do?
I think
we
should get a few of him with the mask on.
It really should be, we really should use Leonardo's mask if we're going to do that, because his t-shirt should be blue also.
Yeah,
just saying.
As it says in the box, it comes with kick butt signature weapon. New movie design ninja bandana, which I like the way they highlight that it's the movie design.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Trusty throwing knife, Bushido battle belt, mutant turtle movie mask, and twin surefire signature shuriken, which are of the safety variety in that they're completely round and have no edges.
As opposed to that Naruto toy that
wow
that Mattel was
those
putting
things
out.
Are never
I've seen
be.
That thing a couple times in KB and yeah. Like I've never seen a kid pick it up, but I picked it up and I held it up to a little kid's head who was kind of like 2 feet away from me, and I'm thinking I could take this kid's head off with this.
but sticking with the turtles, Playmates really is putting out a good variety of product for this movie. They have consistently been putting out good variety of product for this license.
Absolutely. And they have been, again, we can't stress enough that this has been one of the most consistent lines out there. It has been consistently well done. They have consistently done secondary, tertiary characters and have made sure that they have been available for collectors and kids who want to get a hold of complete lines.
And there's always a handful from every line that I want.
Yeah,
it's a line that I go back to every single time a new wave comes out.
It's being handled much in the way that we have applauded Jax for running their wrestling line and
Jax for the way they handle their wrestling line.
And isn't there another one? It's being handled well. Anyway, from that perspective, they have at least kept the same product model in place for the movie. And so I can't wait to see what, if anything else, we're going to see. What I'm hoping at least we're going to see is the rest of these figures. Splinter and Bigfoot 2-pack.
Right.
Karai.
At the very least, I want her.
And Max Winters, the vampire succubus, looks like interesting piece. So we look forward to be able to bring you more information about Playmates, Toys, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle line, either regular or movie, and about the film.
Yes, definitely.
Which is coming from Warner Brothers.
Yup.
On March the 23rd.
Ooh.
And we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Mr. Fantastic. It's time for the fans of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to get interactive with the show. And there are many ways to do this. You can visit us at myspace.com/BigKev'sGeekStuff. Or come talk to me about my G.I. Joe and Star Wars action figures at the forums found at BigKevsGeekStuff.com/forum. Drop us a line or leave us a review on the iTunes store by searching for Geek Stuff under podcasts. And if you want to hear more of Big Kev's Geek Stuff live on XM Satellite Radio, drop him a line at eric.logan@xmradio.com. So help Big Kev's Geek Stuff continue to grow and expand by taking a few moments to show your support.
Hello, nurse. This is Yakko.
And Wacko from Animaniacs, and you're listening to
Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Keep him tuned in.
Yeah, because if you don't, he'll kill you.
Yeah, he is really big, folks. We're looking at him. It's scary.
We're Animaniacs, totally insane-y, Inky and the Brainy. Animaniacs, those are the facts.
And we're back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 49. Welcome back.
We are back.
It's true.
It's good to be back.
Well, we had to have a little break.
We need a break sometimes, too.
We were absolutely overwhelmed in February. I'm amazed that we got everything done that we got done.
You know, we keep on stressing how overwhelmed we were in February, but really, we're at the point where we can almost say we've been overwhelmed for almost a year.
Well, at the response, certainly, to this program, we have been overwhelmed, and we thank you for that.
Yes.
And speaking of things that are not overwhelming us, Toy Fair.
Why are we? Oh, right. Toy Fair. Right. I was like, why are we
going
to Toy Fair here?
Completely not overwhelmed by Toy Fair at all this year.
Well, I really do think that as each year goes by, I get more and more jaded at Toy Fair, and I expect to see less and less of the product that I see at Toy Fair actually make it to the shelves.
Right.
And that hurts. And it's frustrating.
It's really frustrating to see manufacturers who just don't get it.
Right.
You cannot, listen, I'm going to say this flat out, Hasbro, you cannot introduce a 4 or 5 inch line of Marvel superheroes when Marvel superheroes have been 6 inches or higher for the last, what, 10 years? 8 years?
Something along those lines.
Since Blade, the movie figures came out. You cannot introduce a 4 or 5 inch line and expect collectors to get behind it. You cannot do it. No, it doesn't matter that you backlog the figures. Doesn't matter that you do the. Doesn't matter that you do the figures that were in the other movies. It doesn't matter because no one wants to start a collection all over again. You're leaving us only Marvel Legends. I have to say that may have been the saddest moment for me at Toy Fair was looking at the fact that other than Marvel Legends, my 6-inch Marvel collection ends with fucking Ghost Rider, the movie figures.
Yeah.
That's where my 6-inch Marvel collection is going to, other than Marvel Legends, which we will continue to limp through, that's where my 6-inch Marvel collection is going to end.
Well, rather than being sad about these things, why don't we talk about things we enjoyed liked?
Right. Of course, we've been teasing this for a while, our top 10 list from Toy Fair.
And this top 10 list is really a combination this year. Both me and Kev have been doing these lists separately from each other for the past 4 or 5 years because we both are associated with two separate websites for the most part that we ran independently.
Right.
And this
much
is
like
really
Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah, exactly.
You work for the Chicago Sun-Times. I work for whatever that other paper is in Chicago.
Exactly.
But yet we come together to do this show.
So this is the first time really though that we've put together a list together with a few extra on the side that we're putting in as like an honorable mention.
Honorable mentions. A few honorable mentions.
There are a couple things that maybe would have been on one person's list over the other, but on the combined list, didn't have a home.
Let's get right to that.
Let's get right to it.
These are in no particular order.
No particular order.
So although we're going to go right from number one because order doesn't matter, so we can go right from number one.
Attackus. Millennium Falcon.
Okay.
Deluxe whatever you want to call
it. I'm calling it playset.
I'm calling it diorama.
I'm calling it, you call it playset, I call it diorama. Fantastic.
Playsets cost 40. Dioramas cost
3,200.
Yeah, exactly.
it can't be said any more strongly that was the most incredible playset diorama Star Wars 3¾ product I have ever seen.
It's true.
It was stunning. It was so great.
And I cannot wait for the future of these. Even if I'll never get to own them, just to look at them and admire their beauty.
Yeah, and hopefully next year they bring Dagobah to Toy Fair because
that's what I'm hoping.
At least we'll get a look at it.
Exactly.
I don't know how on earth I'm going to afford that Millennium Falcon.
I don't know either.
But, you know, our next couple appearances, folks, you want to come by, you want to drop by and toss us a few dollars so we can get one for the studio, we're not going to say no. I think that's how we roll.
Right.
It should be said, though, that, you know, all kidding aside, they have done an extraordinary amount of work in the detailing, in the craftsmanship, in the overall look, feel, presentation of this product.
Yes.
It's stunning. And what we've seen of Dagobah looks stunning as well. So bravo to them. Where are they? France? Bravo.
No, Canada. They're French-Canadian, I believe.
No, I think they're from France. They have an office in Canada.
Oh, is that what it is?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
Because Adrian said he saw them at...
Oh, at Toy Fair
Toy
UK.
Fair in UK, yeah.
Well, why don't we stick with... why don't we stick with some Star Wars stuff? Because really, this year, there was a handful of Star Wars stuff that really blew us away and impressed us.
In addition to the Attackus Millennium Falcon,
right.
Hasbro had an impressive display of Star Wars products. What?
I didn't have that on the list.
I'm just saying in general.
Oh, okay. Whew.
Hasbro had an impressive display of Star Wars products. Their 3¾ line continues with some special surprises. Macquarie figures from the new video game Force Unleashed, and the announcement, of course, that they will be doing figures from both the new animated CGI series in 2008 and the new live-action TV show in 2009. So... yeah, Star Wars is still with us. It's not going anywhere.
And while Hasbro may not have had anything that stood out to the point where it belonged on this list, you did mention the Macquarie figures, and there was a Macquarie piece that Kotobukiya is putting out that did make this list.
The awesome Kotobukiya company is putting out the Ralph Macquarie Luke versus Vader piece that we've all seen, where Luke kind of has that gas mask on and Vader's head kind of looks more sharpie and pointy.
Right.
Everyone has seen the piece.
Sure.
And now they are rendering it in three dimensions. It's all in one box. It's going to be the biggest piece they've ever produced. It's vinyl like the rest of their pieces.
Right.
Incredibly detailed. Going to come in one big box. It's going to be about $200 retail. And... just wonderful, wonderful thing to see them going back to the Macquarie things, the Macquarie designs, and producing stuff from that. Both the Hasbro 3¾ action figures and the Kotobukiya piece, which has made our list.
So that would cover now classic Star Wars Expanded Universe, if you want to call it that. Let's move into newer Star Wars stuff, the Commander Cody bust from Gentle Giant.
Absolutely. I don't think I gushed over anything else, mostly anything else. Statue-wise, I don't think I gushed over anything like I gushed over the Commander Cody bust. Part of their clone Commander's bust line. Each of these busts from Gentle Giant, I think, is going to be an exclusive to somewhere or for somebody.
Right.
As of this time, I don't know that they've announced, they may have, and I could be wrong, where exactly the Commander Cody bust was going to be exclusive. It is absolutely perfectly rendered, and what makes it even better than just being a great bust is Commander Cody is holding in his hand a holograph, one of those hollow communicators,
right,
with a little blue clear hologram of the Emperor giving Order 66,
right?
I presume. And even better than that, Gentle Giant has found a way to one-up themselves and they have now added lights to some of these
yep.
busts. And in this one, the hologram lights up.
Blue. Oh, it, gorgeous.
Stunning. Absolutely stunning detail-wise. The light-up feature, it was great. I don't care where it's exclusive. I have to have one of these. I have to have it.
It really is an awesome piece. The light-up feature, great addition to it. Really just puts it over the top, I think. But another light-up Star Wars piece that made it to the list, Yoda's saber from Master Replicas.
Right. Master Replicas, of course, their Force Effects Sabers series continues with the Yoda saber. It's nice and small, just like Yoda. Perfectly scaled to the rest of the sabers that are out already. It has a blade that features all the LCD. Is it LCD lights in there?
I'm not exactly sure.
The kind of lights that make it look like it's growing out
right.
and shrinking back. Incredible piece from Master Replicas. They continue to impress me with their Star Wars product. And I think to date, I'm pretty confident in saying that their saber line, probably their most successful line ever.
Yeah, probably.
I think so.
Okay.
Do you see that Enterprise from Star Trek? All the twirly lights.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Dude, I got to have that.
I know.
I'm going to call Travis.
I know.
I don't know what he's going to. Oh, I got to have that. I don't even know. Are they putting out the Serenity piece that's like that?
You mean the Firefly?
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me.
Flog that dead horse.
You are just beating it into the ground.
Somebody's putting out a big scale version of that ship, you know.
Who?
I think it's QMX.
They're putting out blueprints for the ship.
They're putting out a big... That's what I heard. Well, I don't know if that's true.
That is dangerous to me and my wallet and my bank account.
And your friend.
And my wife.
And your family.
And everybody else.
What else is on the list?
While we mentioned Master Replicas, let's get to a product that Master Replicas is not putting out, but they are distributing. Sadly, not in the United States, but that's where Matt and Adrian come in. Our friends across the pond.
Right.
This would be the Cards, Inc. Harry Potter line. Now, I don't want to limit this to just the Cards, Inc. line. I think really this is going to be more of a license that's on the top 10 list.
Right.
Because NECA's Harry Potter line is way too impressive and way too beautiful to overlook and definitely deserves a spot here next to the Cards, Inc. line.
So let's say what we are impressed with, what's making the list is Harry Potter action figures from whoever's making them.
Exactly.
The NECA 6-inch ones are, God, I'll vomit if Sizzle gets a license. NECA 6-inch figures are beautiful. They are, they're really spot on and well done. They have a big giant Hagrid coming in a box set.
Which I'm really excited about because he's in scale.
With the rest of the figures,
fantastic. Which is awesome.
A lot of pieces, they say this is just, they showed us what, the first two waves, and they're mm-hmm. just, they're saying it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
On the 3 3/4 side, the Cards, Inc. figures, they have these play sets that you can actually build all the major areas of Hogwarts. They also have a special features thing where you wave the wand over something and some action happens. For you 3 3/4 guys, you're not going to get better figures than these.
And you're not going to get these.
For any line. And you're really going to have to look for these. Available only overseas,
right.
The Cards Inc. ones. And the NECA ones only available in the U.S. So for you guys listening in London, you want to check us out, baby? Drop us a line. We could cut a deal, is all I'm saying.
We work on the barter system here.
That's right.
Stuff.
And our exchange rate is a little bit worse than the one we have between our countries. So that being said, Harry Potter action figures by NECA, awesome. By Cards, Inc., 3 3/4, also awesome. You should endeavor as a Harry Potter fan to get all of them, I think. I don't see how you can't. I want the 3 3/4 ones. I don't even like 3 3/4 figures anymore.
Sure.
Hear that? You hear that, Hasbro? You hear that? All right. G.I. Joe is fine. It's been like, what, 25 years
you've
been doing 3 3/4? fine. But you know the Marvel stuff? It's been 6 inches for like 8 years. Everyone has massive collections of 6 inches. Like massive collections of figures. Why would you do that? You know, I'm never gonna own a Spider-Man 3 Harry Osborn in 6 inch. How awesome would that figure have been in 6 inch?
I know.
Unless they slide it into the Legends line, which we know they're not going to do.
Well, you know, you really shouldn't say you'll never own it. You never know. That is what the Chop Shop's for.
And we should say the Chop Shop boys have got their assignment, and they are off and running.
Awesome.
And we should also announce that hopefully by the time you listen to this episode, you should be able to click on the Chop Shop link on the homepage and be taken to our Chop Shop page. You can check out some of our Chop Shop artists.
Awesome. Very cool.
On that page also will be appearing some of their in-progress work pictures. And, of course, their final product. They'll be calling in with us discussing their trials and tribulations and bringing their product to us. And I'm very excited about the Chop Shop. We're gonna really amp up and ramp up the Chop Shop as much as we can. Fantastic. How's I understand from Mr. Fantastic that the Chop Shop page that I just mentioned is nearing completion. And so maybe we can get a word from Fantastic. Fantastic?
Yeah, what's up, Kev?
The Chop Shop page, that's almost done, right?
Yeah, we use a blog engine, so you click a button.
Nice. Yes, there it is.
Nice.
So, that being said, hopefully you'll be able to go to the Chop Shop page, check out some of the banners and links and things on that page so you can get in touch with these artists or find out what they're selling and where they're selling it, and you can get some cool action figures that you want done that these clowns aren't doing.
Yes.
These clowns, like Hasbro. 6 inches. I mean, for God's sake.
And now for the Mezco portion of the top 10 list.
I've lost my way there for a moment. Sorry.
And I'm bringing us back on track.
Good man. Good man.
Mezco Goonies.
Mezco Goonies. Yeah, what can you say? They're just enough stylization to be Mezco, and they're still awesome toys.
And actually, I'd really like to, I know we were kind of keeping broad with this, but I would really like to, on a personal level, I'd like to narrow that down just a little bit more.
Okay.
Mezco Goonies Sloth, if I had to pick one from the line, as the one that really stood out to me.
Really?
Really.
Hmm.
I thought he was awesome.
Did I see the sloth? Was the sloth in that case?
Yeah, he was the giant one that was there. Right in the middle.
I just don't remember. I do remember.
Second. Were you at Mezco with us? He was not at Mezco with us, but you might have seen them at New York Comic Con.
Yeah, at Comic Con I saw the unpainted
versions.
And I thought Chunk was really good.
Yes.
I thought they were all really
good. All really good too. But if I had to just pick one, Sloth was the one that really stood out for me.
Mezco coming on this program. In the near future.
Is it Mez that's coming on? Or is
Mez.
It... Oh, Mez. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
What did I say? Mezco?
Well, yeah, but...
Mez of Mezco.
Mezco, right.
Quick awesome. Story from that. When we were standing at that booth, at the Mezco booth, and we were looking at those figures...
At New York Comic Con.
At the Comic Con, yeah. There was that one guy next to me, and do you remember what his quote was? He said, "Yo, man, Mez is coming back!"
Yeah, that's right.
Like they were ever gone.
Oh, yeah, really.
I don't know where they thought Mez was. You know what I want to say also here? Just something about Mez. I want to. You're putting a very fine point on it by saying Sloth. I'm going to broaden it out to say that Mez is really doing a lot of really wonderful things. And we've said this before in the past. Though I saw those King Kongs again.
Those things are really
they're incredible,
scary, awesome.
They're so good. I mean, it's stunning how good they are.
That one Kong that's kind of bent over and he's on his knuckles.
And he's growling.
That really looks like it could have been used as a movie prop.
Yeah, like some model
like
or
stop
some,
motion
yeah.
model or something. That is an awesome piece. That really is. For Kong collectors, that is.
Yeah.
And moderately priced, too. I mean, I think those things go for like $40.
Yeah, they're really cheap. I mean, it's really articulated and, well... Let's not get lost. Mezco, what they showed us at Comic-Con, South Park.
Family Guy.
Horror License. The new Horror License they got, which features, again, fantastic characters, awesomely done by Mezco. And Mezco is just a really exciting company. I'm really, really happy about the work that Mez is doing over there. And I can't wait to get him on the show so I can kiss his ass on this show as well.
Sure. That's what you do.
That's what I do. I pucker up.
While we're talking about broad companies and what they do for us, let's go right to Sideshow now. I picked two pieces that I thought really stood out at the Sideshow booth.
Okay.
Actually, I should say three, but one of them I've kind of seen already. So I picked the quarter scale Spike and the new sculpted quarter scale Buffy.
Okay.
And I'd also like to mention the quarter scale Darth Maul, but we had seen Maul. I think we had seen previous shots of Maul before
right.
Toy Fair.
I think it's best to say here, Matt, that we should say what we saw at Sideshow
mm-hmm.
is really what is landing them on this top 10 list.
Sideshow is almost guaranteed a spot on this list every year. They would really have to fuck up bad to not be on this list in some way, shape, or
form. Yeah, they would have to not put out a single impressive piece at Toy Fair.
Yeah,
like
they'd have to just stop manufacturing for a year.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
That's the only way I could. And even then, I might still find a way to sneak a piece
yeah,
on
I don't
the
know,
list.
Something.
Because really, I mean,
just stunning. It's again, it's the level of quality you expect from Sideshow, and then they just take it up a notch.
Yep.
So incredible, Sideshow. Wow, I can't wait to see some of that stuff. Some of that stuff they showed at Toy Fair is still a bit away, but wow.
I know.
And speaking of impressive quality items. That we'll likely never own. That brings us to our next item on the list.
I like to call this the quirky yet original top 10 entry from Dark Horse.
From Dark Horse, of all people.
I, you know what? Dark Horse really does put out... They don't put out a lot of stuff, but the stuff that they put out tends to be really, really good. And we saw some really fun stuff in their showroom this year.
Quality.
But these really stood out. This is the... Weta Original Ray Gun series that they have.
Right.
We're talking about three different guns, 500 units apiece worldwide. Really not based on anything, just based on a style.
Right.
And they're really impressive. And the cases that they come in, it's got that...
Velour,
yeah,
velvet
it's like
interior.
It's like this beaten velour case, and it comes with all the little gizmos and gadgets and dials. And
they almost look like like a Victorian age
yes.
ray gun, if
That's
you will.
That's exactly what they are.
And they are... What's the price point? They're unreal. Like $700.
Okay? $690 a throw.
Yeah, so $700 a throw. They're only going to be 500 of each one made worldwide. I think it's something that is probably going to sell to really high-end, kind of quirky...
Uh-huh.
turn-of-the-century science fiction kind of guys, like guys who big into Jules Verne and the time H.G.
Yes.
Wells
yes.
and that sort of... It's got that feel to it. It looks like Captain Nemo could step out of his
right.
ship and brandish one of these ray
yeah,
guns.
I
mean,
especially
it's that
feel. The Disruptor gun, which I think is probably my favorite in the line. I mean...
I don't remember all of them, but I do remember the one by the name of the Man Melter.
Yeah, that would be the subatomic disintegrator pistol that we
That's
actually
awesome.
Saw on display.
That is awesome.
They are they're highly stylized, like we said. They're really beautiful display pieces. You're not going to really want to do much with them. I mean, you're not going to rob a bank with them.
No,
get laughed out of that bank.
Well, like I said, that was my one critique of that at $690. I kind of want a firing laser gun.
Yeah.
You know...
At $690, I want a firing laser gun that will blow me.
what you're talking about is... the price point is appropriate, though. At 500 pieces per gun worldwide, they are 1:1 scale. You know, so you're not talking about too big or too little.
Yeah,
you're
they
not
are
talking about cheap plastic. I mean, we're talking about, like... You know, metal pieces and working pieces. I mean, it really is an impressive.
Yeah, they're,
it really
they're genuine
is an impressive
works
piece.
Of art
yeah,
rather
they
than
are.
Just another statue
yeah,
or,
right.
or whatever.
And again, with them not being based on any one particular thing, it really stands out as a unique thing. a unique product. And again, coming from the guys at Dark Horse, it's kind of a, personally, I think it's kind of a gamble. I don't know that they're going to go at that price. I mean, that's a really high price point. I got to say the quality seems well worth it. I don't know if there's an audience to support it. That being said, it still was one of the most impressive things that we saw at Toy Fair.
Yes. Next up would be the non-action figure or collectible cool thing we saw at Toy Fair. The Stewie Griffin USB
toy thing. USB computer toy accessory.
Right.
From Izmo USB computer toys. Distributed by Bazoo Global, I guess.
Right.
Produced by Gazoob Global. Now, here's what this is as best as we can describe it.
Right.
It's a little statue of Stewie kind of thing, right? You plug it into your USB on your computer, on your PC, I should say. I don't think it works on Mac. And when you hit certain keys, Stewie says certain phrases and performs certain actions.
Right.
So, in other words, he has a ray gun in his hand. He'll pick up the ray gun and shoot it every time you hit the space bar.
Right.
he says some phrases. He rolls his eyes. He makes menacing gestures, you know, at you with his arm. It's just a neat little thing.
Yeah, that's it.
Just a little desk accessory that's neat.
Right.
And that's why we liked it.
Right.
I think you can check it out. I don't know if it's actually hit the market yet. I think it's bazooglobal.com, BAZOOGLOBAL.com.
Okay.
Which I think you can get more information and see more about the Stewie USB toy.
The last thing in the list of 10. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of did weigh this one a little bit. I did really kind of put this one off till last. The shocker of Toy Fair. Shocker. No, not really.
Yeah, that was a shocker, all right. Yeah.
No, the shocker of Toy Fair.
You only make me look like an ass once.
That's it. The standout of Toy Fair. The thing at Toy Fair or the company at Toy Fair that everybody could not shut up about from the moment it started to the moment it ended. Biff Bang Pow.
Chicken.
It is not a Chinese food dish. It is not number 48. There is no lunch special.
Biff Bang Pow Chicken.
Biff Bang Pow, with its two licenses, hitting hard and strong at Toy Fair.
Flash Gordon, the movie from 1981, featuring Sam Jones and Melody Anderson.
Oh, she's so lovely, isn't she?
I know, she's lovely. She sat with us at Comic-Con.
We had an awesome time sitting next to her at Comic-Con.
But her figure not coming out of the gate. It's actually going to be Flash and Ming, who is Max von Sydow.
Right.
With the promise of more 6-inch figures designed by Alex Ross. And the production is perfect, spot on.
They are.
Their other license, The Big Lebowski, one of the biggest underground cult films in the last, 10 years? And it is finally getting the 12-inch action figure treatment and a separate 8-inch stylized figures. We've talked about them. We said we loved them on the Valentine's show. We're reiterating the fact that they are, in fact, part of our top 10 list. Biff Bang Pow Chicken. And yeah, there's not much else to be said that we haven't said about those. Short of
nothing else. They're awesome. I can't
even make a joke here. We've said so much about them already.
So let's
leave them out to us, for God's sake.
Exactly. Let's leave it, enjoy it, appreciate it. Let's real quick mention 4 things that we kind of picked aside as honorable mentions that may or may not have belonged on our individual list, but on the group list.
Right.
Didn't have a home.
Let's go through them really quickly.
Okay.
Tonner right. Figure Company.
I want to stress something very important here, because I know that Tom listens. I know that Robert Tonner listens.
Right.
We love you. We love everything that you're putting out.
Right.
But from what we saw at Toy Fair, a lot of it we had seen already, with the exception of the Spider-Man pieces, which were still kind of protos.
Right.
So you really do deserve the credit. We really still love the product, but
hey, you know what? And I'm going to counteract you here by saying, hey, Robert, if you're listening, Tom, tell Robert, Take your time.
Oh, definitely.
Do what you're doing.
Definitely.
We'll be here.
Yep, we're waiting, and we love it all.
With anticipation. We should also say, also making our honorable mention list.
How again?
How did it make the list?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
It's wearefishermen.com.
Oh, man.
These are stylized statues, giftware, if you will, of Jesus.
It's Jesus surfing.
It's Jesus surfing. It's Jesus riding a bull or a motorcycle or playing soccer or climbing a wall. It's a whole bunch of amusing giftware from wearefishermen.com. Actually, we don't want to go into too detail on this because our brand new character, Brother Billy,
really?
Premiering in the next couple of weeks, we'll be discussing We Are Fishermen and some other religious toy products as well.
Ooh. I want to put on there, for those of you who follow my list, I almost always put on something from Bleeding Edge Goths. I really am enamored with everything that they put out. This year they have one of their 7-inch figures. It's Olivia O'Lantern that I thought was really awesome. I really like the design. She definitely will be on my personal list if you go to collectiblebitsbox.com. And she's on our honorable mention list as the collaborative.
That's awesome. Is that the last one?
No, actually we have the Marshmallow Blaster.
Yeah, we should say that they put on quite a little display there at Toy
they
Fair.
They certainly did.
It's a gun. It shoots marshmallows of mm-hmm. different size. Different guns shoot different size mm-hmm. marshmallows. You load them in. They shoot up to 40 feet. They don't hurt at all because they're marshmallows.
I was shot at point blank.
Point blank? Nothing. No hurt whatsoever. They're a lot of fun. They're food. it shoots out of them. It's really a fun product. Does it have a website on there, something people can check out?
I believe if you go to marshmallowshooter.com.
Why don't you spell that out?
MarshmallowShooter.com.
Check them out. They got a bunch of great products to shoot
each
other
with. And a bunch
of
different guns, too.
Different. Yeah, lots of different
like
things.
A bazooka, a crossbow, or
they
a
had
bow and
like
arrow
an executive one. Yeah, like it was all silver polished with a case. I got to get that one.
Yeah, no.
There you have it. That's the things that impressed us most at Toy Fair, some 7 or 8 months ago?
Yeah, it feels like
and,
that.
And it does, my God. And we'll be right back to wrap up.
Hey, this is Wally.
And JD.
And we want you to check out the live-action web series here on the only at glintofhope.com.
And if they don't, I'm going to come to their house and rip up the comic collection.
Be nice.
Well, if they don't, I'm going to take their little sister's iPod and throw it down the toilet.
So check out Here on the new web series only at glintofhope.com.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada.
Hey, this is Lance Guest from The Last Starfighter, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
It'll be a slaughter!
That's the spirit!
And we are back with Geek Stuff, episode 49. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
It's been a long episode. It's been a good episode. Let's recap.
Okay.
DVD releases coming out. We have three in particular that we mentioned tonight. Heroes Season 1 in August. Serenity Special Edition 2-disc in July, and
Hellboy Blood and Iron, the second animated feature, coming out in May. And last week, because presumably that's when this will be up, the Platinum Edition 2-disc
Peter Pan
from Walt Disney was issued, as well as South Park Season 9, which includes a bunch of famous episodes, especially the closet episode that got so much controversy when it was out. If you bought Sword of Storms, which is the first Hellboy feature.
Right.
At the Suncoast Movie Company, you received something we talked about, a miniature or
digest
version of the original Hellboy origin story, Seed of Destruction, by Mike Mignola and John Byrne.
Right.
It's a great little pocket version, if you will, of that famous book. So you should check that out.
We talked about Alan Arkin being cast as the chief in Get Smart, Tom Cruise not being cast as Ozymandias.
I've always heard Ozymandias.
In Watchmen, but Gerard Butler is going to be in Watchmen. What role, we don't know.
The comedian.
We hope.
He's got to be the comedian.
I hope so. We also talked about live-action G.I. Joe, starring Mark Wahlberg as Duke.
Fantastic. Anything to say about that? He's unusually silent.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how he feels about it. He's very protective of his G.I. Joe.
He is very protective of his G.I. Joe. We also talked about the new Spider-Man cartoon that is coming on the horizon, 2008. This is going to be on the CW, Kids WB, one of them. It looks like it's going to be an origin retelling again. To me, it looks like it might be closer to Ultimate Spider-Man, and it looks like it's going to be the MTV series that wasn't.
Huh.
We talked about, in comic book news,
we talked about the swirl of controversy over Captain America presumably dying in issue 25 of his series, which follows the events of Civil War, the lousy events of Civil War, and also about what's going to happen from here, and that is the Initiative, which is Tony Stark / Iron Man's plan to put a superhero group of Avengers in towns, or every town or province or county or
something.
And the book The Mighty Avengers issue 1, featuring writing by overworked Bendis and art by underused Cho, came out, and it was a beautiful book. If you like that sort of thing. So if you're looking for Marvel news, the Civil War flap continues.
Right.
With no end in sight.
In the second segment of today's show, episode 49, welcome back. We talked about Playmates, TMNT movie line, and the bevy of products that they have available in said line.
Right. This is coming, of course, to us thanks to the brand new 3D animated movie, which will open on March the 23rd, distributed by Warner Brothers. And it has all the usual characters in the film, but they've been rendered in three dimensions. They've, as we have surmised, taken the live-action film's styling from the late 80s or early 90s, as well as the animated style, and have come up with a sort of combination style for the 3D version, which of course leads us to the other three-dimensional versions of these characters, the toys.
Right, and Playmates surely had no shortage of product available. I mean, we have a classic six-inch line. We have a deluxe figure assortment with the rip-roaring roadsters.
Right. We have two packs featuring the giant general characters from the films, in addition to a special edition turtle with some special features. They have the Cowabunga Carl party van.
And the play set, the tower play set.
Right. As well as a talking 12-inch line. I think I said that it's going to be better for little kids, bigger figures, like things to talk. All the while, Playmates has maintained consistency throughout their Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle license. They have from the moment they got it, and the movie line is no exception.
And don't forget the uber important, especially to Mr. Fantastic, the role play assortment that they've made available. Fantastic. How do you like that Michelangelo set?
He's so he's so overwhelmed by our gift to him.
Is he wearing the bandana now?
It's
amazing. Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what he went ahead and put it on. But he's so tear-stricken that he can't comment. He's so in love with that. Do you see? He's like a four-year-old.
I mean, look at him. He's playing with those nunchucks. I don't know what he's fighting.
You're
over
gonna
there
hurt.
In the corner,
you are gonna hurt somebody.
Yeah. Well,
just be.
Hey!
Now you're starting to get a little too close to the Big Kev's Geek Stuff product archive.
Yeah.
So you just better just be careful there. We don't want any accidents. You know those nunchucks are dangerous. They're illegal in some countries. I don't know if you're aware of that, Fantastic.
That's right, the action turtles.
Let's, before he starts getting on mic and screaming about it, let's move away from it.
Play with your toys and stay off mic.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, TMNT movie line from Playmates, is a winner.
It is.
A winner. Check it out, collectors.
In the third segment of today's show, I'm not going to mention all 10 of them again, but we did do a top 10 list of things, licenses, companies, products that we really appreciated and thought stood out and deserved to be recognized from Toy Fair.
Right.
Since there really wasn't an overwhelming amount of stuff this year that really, really stood out and deserved it.
Yeah, there really wasn't. It's kind of...
It was underwhelming.
And rather a shame. And what's more a shame than the fact that we didn't see a lot of things that we liked is that we saw a lot of things that we didn't like.
Yeah.
You know, and we've mentioned those periodically throughout, and I don't think we need to go into them again. Marvel 6-inch. So, I think it's a weird time. I don't know exactly how comfortable I am.
So, yeah, I mean.
I don't know.
But. Let's not leave on such a downer.
Okay.
We have big things for the future, the very least of which is the Action Figure Chop Shop, which we will be talking about a lot coming up.
Yep.
There will be a new section of our website, BigKevsGeekStuff.com,
right,
that will feature the artists, the projects that they're working on, mm-hmm, works in progress. I mean, it's really a great feature, I think, to the show, to the website, and it's going to add a real new dimension and help us to become a great addition to your podcast listening.
The Chop Shop, by far our most exciting product that we have going on right now. And those artists, check out those artists, what they're doing. If you're interested in getting pieces from them and stuff, we want to make sure that we're doing as much promotion for those guys as we can.
And I also want to throw a quick thank you out there to all of the people who have helped us and been with us and met with us over the past month. All of the fans that have come up to us at shows, some of our fellow podcasts that have helped promote us, Hero Envy over at Glint of Hope, Secret Identity, Party Truck USA, those stealing bastards, Brian Lynch, where the hell are you? And a couple of other people. So thank you to everybody for your continued support over this past long, long month.
And we are back, and we have big things in store, including a very special project.
That's right.
That Matt will not allow me to divulge.
Yet.
I'm very excited about the special project.
I'm very excited too, but you know, we have to make more progress first. Something more solid and palpable.
It's true. You just can't register a domain and
and run with it.
Expect it all to come together.
No, although we've tried it, and so far, it hasn't worked.
Well, we just need to spend a little more time on it, that's all.
Well,
and now that our vacation is over,
woo-hoo!
Guess we'll have to get back on that.
So we will be back next week.
Why isn't he pressing the button?
Ouch, fantastic, bastard.
And on that note, we cue the music.
On the house shell, they're the heroes for. In this day and age, who could ask for more? The crime wave is high, with muggings mysterious. All police and detectives are furious, cause they can't find the source of this lethally evil force. This is serious, so give me a quarter. I was a witness, get me a reporter. Call April O'Neil in on this case. Hey, you better hurry up, there's no time to wait. We need help right quick on the double. Have pity on the city, man, it's in trouble. We need heroes like the Lone Ranger. When Tonto came pronto, when there was danger, they didn't say we'd be there in half an hour, cause they displayed triple power. We'll be right back.
trail, determined to put these crooks in jail. She spied the bad guys and saw what happened, but before she knew it, she fell in a trap and got caught. Yeah, she was all alone, with no friends and no phone. Now this was beyond her worst dreams, cause she was cornered by some wayward teens. Headed by Shredder, they were anything but good. Misguided on love, they called them the Flick. They could terrorize and be angry youth, and they'd mug the people who needed truth. Then from out of the dark came an awesome sound, shouted cowabunga as they hit the ground. From the field of weeds, the heroes rescued the flower, cause they possessed turtle power. You stand for what you believe in. You find the strength to do what's right. That's true. On a half shell, they're on a mission. When there's a battle, got the enemy wishing that they stayed at home instead of fighting. These ninja masters with moves like lightning, they were once normal, but now the mutants. Splinter's the teacher, so they are the students. Leonardo, Michelangelo, and Donatello make up the team with one other fellow, Raphael. He's the leader of the group, transformed from the norm by the nuclear goo. Pizza's the food that's sure to please. These ninjas are into pepperoni and cheese. Back to the story, it's not hard to find. Ninjas not just of the body, but of the mind. Those were the words that the master instructed, but a letter from Shredder had Splinter abducted. That was the last straw, spring into action. Step on the foot, now they're gonna lose traction. Now this is for real, so you fight for justice. Your shell is hard, so you shout, they can't dust us all. Like some old coffee table, since you've been born, you've been willing and able to defeat the snake, protect the weak, fight for rights and your freedom to speak. Now the villain is chilling, so you make a stand. Back to the wall, put your sword in your hand. Remember the words of your teacher, your master. Evil moves fast, but good moves faster than light. Shining for your illumination, good versus evil equals confrontation. So when you're in trouble, don't give in and go sour. Try to rely on your turtle power.
Power.